He was killed in Neri Siaj in Afghanistan on the 13th of June last year. They were on an operation to clear some, a sharpshooter position. One of the sharpshooters went back into a compound where the final action took place. And James was killed trying to post a grenade into a house where the insurgent was. But unfortunately, got himself in a position where he could only be in cover for a short period of time, and had to come out of the cover from fire to post his grenade, which is when he was shot and killed.
And he's been awarded the VC, an amazing honour. Firstly, tell us why he was awarded the cross.
I think the obvious bravery and the calls from his platoon commander to come back, and he was insistent on going ahead, and that was really the only way they were going to end the stalemate that was happening at the time.
And how did you feel and your family feel when you were told he was going to get the VC?
Immensely proud and shocked. But obviously being an ex-member of the regiment as well, it's a proud thing for both the family and the regiment itself. And his name will now never be forgotten.
Which is just fantastic. It must help as well, because obviously it's a very tough time. It's not even been a year for you, and you know, it's a very tough. The first year's always the hardest, they say. But for you and your family, it must be sort of a bittersweet thing, I guess.
Yeah, bittersweet's probably the right word. it was out of the blue. We weren't expecting it, and yeah, it's obviously brought his name back to the forefront, and obviously we'll be going down in history.
You'll be going down to Buckingham Palace in May, so a fantastic ceremony you're going to have as well. And you're going to be working now with the VC Trust and a patron. How did that all come about?
Got a phone call from Gary last week to ask me if I'd be interested in the role, which I've accepted as an honour. And hopefully we can bring it to the forefront and do more for the graves that need tending.
I think what's interesting as well is to have James get the VC. Obviously, it's quite unusual for that to happen, and it's sort of brought that whole, the whole heroism of it into the forefront. Of course, we've got graves like this, which, yeah, they're old, and they don't come under the War Graves Commission. And something like this today brings it all home how important those recipients are.
Well, obviously, the majority of the VC recipients probably don't have any family or aren't aware of the VC winners that are in their family. So we need something to bring it back into the public eye and get these graves back into the shape they should be.
It was a lovely ceremony today, and lovely to see so many people here. And what a transformation. Have you seen the before and afters?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Obviously, seeing the photos that Gary sent me before anybody came here, it was just an unrecognisable grave, and it's just an amazing grave now.